In those days, Jesus came from Nazareth of Galilee and was baptized by John in the Jordan. And just as he was coming out of the water, he saw the heavens torn apart and the Spirit descending like a dove on him. And a voice came from heaven, "You are my Son, the Beloved. With you I am well pleased." And the Spirit immediately drove him out into the wilderness. He was in the wilderness 40 days, tempted by Satan. And he was with the wild beasts, and the angels waited on him. Now after John was arrested, Jesus came to Galilee, proclaiming the good news of God, and saying, "The time is fulfilled, and the kingdom of God has come near. Repent and believe the good news." The Gospel of the Lord. A major aspect of our relationship with God is defined by the word covenant. Covenants have often been compared to things like contracts or agreements and other human interactions that bind us together. But in its most basic form, a covenant understood biblically is different than a contract or an agreement. You might ask, how? Well, let me define a covenant for you in the words that were used in the Disciple One Bible study, some of you have taken. A covenant means a binding pact between God and God's people. God initiates the covenant and stipulates all of its provisions. People have a choice in accepting it or rejecting it, but not of offering alternative plans or conditions. Covenant is the theme that is weaving through our readings today. In the passage from Noah, we find God promising never to destroy the earth again and putting the bow in the clouds so that all humanity, all people, will know of God's promise and forthcoming peaceful intentions. In the passage from 1 Peter, the writer refers to those very same promises of Noah as similar to baptism. That the water that is so incredibly destructive when it floods or when it becomes overwhelming is also a vehicle of new life. We know that too much water in one place can destroy. And yet we also know that water is an absolute necessity of life as we understand it. We need it to exist. We need it to survive. It's essential. The gospel portrays Jesus coming up out of the waters of baptism, hearing God's favor pronounced, struggling with Satan in the wilderness, and engaging in a new ministry. A ministry of love, of proclamation of God's intention to usher in God's kingdom. The truth is, you and I, anybody else, are spectators to what God is doing. God is promising. God is sending. God is approving. God is prompting. God is proclaiming. God is rearranging God's relationship with humanity, including you and I. God is made, God is making, God will make a binding pact. The provisions of this covenant can be summed up with the words of Scripture. "I will make for you a great nation," God tells Abraham. "I will bless you and make your name great, so that you will be a blessing." And so the covenant is initiated in Abraham. In Exodus, the Lord said to Moses, I have observed the misery of my people who are in Egypt. I have heard their cry on account of their taskmasters. Indeed, I know their sufferings, and I have come to deliver them from the Egyptians and to bring them up out of the land to do a good, to a good and broad land, a land flowing with milk and honey. And so establishes the covenant with Moses that includes the Ten Commandments. Later, in the prophetic writings of Jeremiah, we hear this promise. Surely the days are coming when I will make a new covenant with the house of Israel and the house of Judah. It will not be like the covenant that I made with their ancestors when I took them by the hand to bring them out of the land of Egypt, a covenant that they broke, though I was their husband, says the Lord. But this covenant that I will make with the house of Israel after those days, says the Lord, I will put my law within them, and I will write it on their hearts, and I will be their God, and they shall be my people. No longer shall they teach one another or say to each other, Know the Lord, for they shall all know me, from the least of them to the greatest. For I will forgive their iniquity and remember their sin no more. And Jesus reiterates and makes even more real that new covenant when he tells Nicodemus in the middle of a dark night, for God so loved the world that he gave his only son, so that everyone who believes in him should not perish, but may have eternal life. These are just some of the examples of many that we could refer to that help us understand the nature of God's covenant relationship with us. Remember, we have no power to change the terms of this covenant. Remember that we are not asked for alternatives. We may not offer another way. Our only choice, our only power, is to say, yes, this is the way it is by God's grace, and I mean to live as if it is so. Or you can say, no, this is rubbish. There is no guarantee. It offends me and my wishes. And so I intend to do as I please and live the way I want to. We need to remember the covenant foundations that God has established for us, with us, so that we might have life. If you say yes to God's covenant, then I invite you to do what accepting God's covenant offers to each person. The first thing to do is to come. Come and remember what you believe, and we will do that in the words of the Apostles' Creed. Come and remember the waters of baptism. Come and know that you have been refreshed and have a good conscience before God as we confess our sins. And come and receive at the table of the Lord the gifts of faith that establish you both strongly here and well placed into eternity, that give you all you need to be faithful to God's covenant and to enjoy his benefits. Come and enjoy what God has done for you. Let us stand and affirm our faith in that very same God with the words of the Apostles' Creed, number 881 in the hymnal. I believe in God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead, and buried. The third day he rose from the dead, he ascended into heaven, and sitteth at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he shall come to judge the quick and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting.